these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here coming back to you. We had a system crash. Jessica, can you send me a text message? Let me know if the original part of the message is still in this recording. I need to know so I don't start over again. I want to just pick up where I left off. Looks like I can start. Okay, anyways, I'm going to jump right back into my comment before we crash. We're going to extend this show a minute because we do have Ammon Bundy coming in tonight. I want to make sure I have enough time. Anyways, the simple fact is this, we, the people, hold all the power. We hold all of the power. We just have to wake up to the fact that we do, not because it's some esoteric or spiritual thing. It's because the United States Constitution gives us all the power. That's one. Number two, we outnumber these criminal bastards by the billions. They don't do anything without our complicit or acceptance or acquiescence. They can't accomplish anything unless we all agree to go along with their bullshit, because we outnumber them. We outnumber them. It is, in this case, might makes right, because what's wrong against people is wrong, and it's might that can do it. So we can now not have to get into a situation of anything physical, violence, or otherwise. We simply shut off their blood supply. We kill their cash flow because we stop giving these killers money. We've aligned with a multi-billion dollar company, been in business 37 years, does $2.5 billion a year. I brought this warfare platform, economic warfare platform, into this fight with Patriot Street Fighter, and we've turned it in the last 6 months into a juggernaut that this multi-billion dollar entity has never seen before. And I explained to them, it's because we the people are rising. We are done being sheep and being slaughtered. We are going after them. We're going after the killers. We're shutting off our money that we give to them that they use to kill us. Those days are coming to an end. So I would encourage you to check out Operation Tomahawk. Go to the website. Make the switch. Start voting with your dollars, defunding them, and putting it into a Patriot company, Factory Consumer Direct, 37-year Patriot company, labeled as the most dangerous company or owner, according to the Obama administration, when Michelle's or Michael's husband was in a seat at the White House. So come and join us, or at least take a look. TomahawkSwitch.com. TomahawkSwitch.com. Come and have a look. It's really simple. Quit giving the killers your money. Anyways, tonight, we a person and family who has been on the receiving end of the rogue elements in the FBI and the Bureau of Land Management. And again, I oftentimes call these people outright criminals because they are. But the simple fact is this, a lot of these guys and girls in the FBI or in these agencies are good people. They simply are following orders. They don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. They're just told to go here, do this. And it's probably built up by these agency heads who are criminals in government. And they simply go to carry out what they're told to do. I know in the FBI right now, I'm going to be having conversations with producer who's putting together an amazing film. That's going to be showcased coming up very quickly here, which I'm going to attend. Looks like Donald Trump is going to be there. This is a very important issue of what's going on by these agencies on trafficking, children, border, etc. And there's FBI people inside that are actually fighting back because they know that this is wrong. And there's going to be somewhat of an initiative that we're going to participate in, hopefully work with others like Pete Santilli. I know he's on the front lines of this now. I got to talk to him about it. But there's good FBI guys inside the agency, and they need a lifeline. They need rescue by We the People because they need to know we're here to back them up as they push back against these cabal power. But what I can say is nothing has been more prevalent in America's mind than watching We the People of the Bundy rancher community standing up against the oppression of the heavyweight federal government that has unlimited resources, firepower, public narrative, the bully pulpit. Yet when a push came to shove, what happened? The Bundys and the ranchers stood their ground. They faced these people down on horseback, armed to the teeth, and basically said, you've been called. It's going to happen right here, right now. We're here to defend our lives and our land and our way of life. And if you want to defend whatever the hell you're defending for those clowns back in D.C., have at it. But some of you are not going home to your families. You're never seeing your kids again. What happened? These federal agents, like they always do, bullies back down when they're met with the sheer weight of We the People. Because if it happened that way, then it would bring more of America to that battlefront to stand ground with these brave men and women who are basically 1776 style fighters. Now, that didn't mitigate them for going out and killing Lavoie Fink and murdering him in cold blood, in broad daylight, as it was being filmed on cameras. Doesn't stop that. But I can tell you this, when this all comes down, this platform and seat here doesn't go away until these killers are brought to justice. And we'll fight on behalf of this gentleman coming in. I met him at the event about 18 months ago to do the screening, see the screening of Jim Caviezel's movie. It's escaping me. I have another movie in my head that's about the border. He'll remember, though, but we met there for the first time. So let's bring in a great American patriot and patriot family and hero, in my opinion, Ammon Bundy. Hopefully he's still in the waiting room there, ready to come in. Hopefully. Let's see. Okay, we got him. Ammon Bundy, good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I think better now, but, you know, when we have things go off the rails here at Patriot Street Fighter, we just keep shooting. Whatever happens, happens. You know, the war is much.
We didn't messy. Miss a beat.
Good, man. Did it stay live on your end the whole time?
No, it went blue screen, and I tried to come back in a couple times, didn't do anything. And then I got the Wendy message from Wendy to come back in. So, yeah. Glad to be here. Well, it happens.
We were working.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, man. Well, obviously, I was saying some shit these people didn't want to hear. Or maybe I just mentioned your name and they said, kill it right now. So that's kind of how we roll here. But that's why we bring people on like you on Patriot Street Fighter, because they know what we do here. And I just, it's another go fork yourself. This is Ammon Bundy. How do you like me now? So good to have you, buddy. So let's talk for a minute about, many people know your story and that time. If you don't mind revisiting that for a minute, because that sets a stage for what you're doing right now to fight for We the People on the battlefield, the political battlefield, where you're actually going to, you know, hopefully be walking into Satan's lair there to do real battle with these people who are criminals in government. When that whole thing happened, now you're talking, like seven, 8 years ago. More than that now, isn't it? More than 8 years ago?
2014, 8 years ago, yep.
8 years ago. So here we are. Your family has been grazing and ranching these lands for about 150 years before, you know, any of these people can even tie their genetic lineage back to anybody that knew anything about that part of the world back then. You know, you're an extension of anybody. Everybody knows Yellowstone. They've seen, many people know about Yellowstone, the movie with Kevin Costner, done by Taylor Sheridan, comes out with a movie after that, or I should say the series called 1883, where people get a real sense of what it took to settle the West, pioneers coming from wherever. And it was an unbelievable sacrifice of life, luxury, comfort, and a horrible way to cut out a life out of the landscape. And now these families like yours, many generations later, who've earned the right to be on this land, they try to federalize and take from you. And when they try to do it, you're one of the, you know, in the beginning, your dad and your family, one of the few said, you know what? They've been doing this shit far too long. They're not doing it to this ranch or this family right now. And you guys stood your ground. And that courage did what? Recruited tons of ranchers everywhere to come and stand beside you guys. Did I kind of showcase that fairly accurately?
Yeah, I didn't, oppose any of that, what you said. My family, like I said, we've been here now five generations, and, you know, we came here when no one wanted it and built something out of it. And now that it's, I guess, worth something to somebody else, they want to come take it. And, credit goes to my dad. We just rallied around my dad. You know, we come and help my dad and supported him. And then I'm just, I guess, just carrying the torch from there. But, you know, there was, in just that area, there was 53 ranchers in that area. And my dad's the last one. They were all pushed out, you know. And they've done it with the logging community, the mining community, and anybody who wants to use the land and resources, they try to crush. And there's a good reason for that. Maybe we talk about it if it comes right.
So it was, what were they after? Mineral resources, water rights?
Well, there's an unholy alliance between the global environmentalists, and they have a completely different theology than, you know, Christianity. And then there's an unholy alliance between them and that, yeah, those that want, you know, wealth and power. And wealth and power is actually found in controlling the resources, the land and the natural resources. People go, what do you mean? You know, that's not where money comes from. Well, yeah, it does. All money, all wealth comes from the earth, all of it, every single bit of it. And I challenge anybody to say otherwise, because everything that we wear, everything we eat, the computers we're using, the microphone you're talking in, the hat you're wearing, everything came from the earth, everything. And so if you can control how the earth is used, what comes out of the earth, if you can control the production that is needed because of it, then you have ultimate complete power over everybody. And when they come down into the little ranching area or into the Western United States, if you look at a map, just type in gold mines in the United States, gold mine map in the United States, and you'll find that almost, you know, 80%+ of the gold in the United States is found in the Western United States, west of the Colorado Rockies. And then type in federal controlled land or federal land in the United States, and you'll see that, you know, the massive amounts of property and control that the federal government is trying to control unconstitutionally in the West. And you start to see, well, there's no wonder. You type in your uranium mine concentrations, it's all in the West. Silver, it's in the West. Cobalt, it's in the West. The hydropower, it's in the West. The list goes on and on. The natural resources that are very, very wealthy are in the West. Timber, all of that. And they want to control it. So, and why do they want to control it? So the globalist environmentalist wants to control it so they could push their ideology upon the rest of us. And the globalists that want power, they want to control it because it's got over $117 trillion worth of sub-mineral rights in it.
You know, interesting. What's interesting is you talk about, no, it's perfect. It's what people need to hear. They need to understand what this all, what it's about. And you know, what the girders are that holds up this constant theft of anything that has to do with the people that basically equally share in all resources on the planet. How is it all of a sudden they own it? God owns it. God created all of it. And God gave it to all of us, you know, to be able to utilize for the best benefit of all of us, because we're all one. All of us together, we're all one.
Yeah.
But when we talk about Ammon, and me too, I mean, I'm no different. Talk about the federal government. Here's what people need to understand. We say federal government, and we talk about it as if it's this entity. It's a powerful entity. It's whatever you can make up in your imagination that signifies federal government, big, powerful entity that's not human. I try to boil it down to this. Forget what it's called. Forget the term. These are criminals. These are ruthless scumbags in a conglomeration who infiltrated their way in positions of authority that come from us. The authority and power come from we the people. Constitutional, the whole way across the board. It's simply individuals. And if you ever watch the video, I'm sure you have, Joe M. did it. It went worldwide, the plan to save the world. And it shows that these criminals from the Khazarian mafia, these mobsters, infiltrated all positions of power, finance, and banking. And then they're a group of people that sit back and make these decisions to do what they did to these ranchers, what they did to your family. You spent time in prison. You were in prison for a while. Didn't they imprison you for a bit?
Yeah, I was in prison for 2 years with my father, brothers. Spent about a year of that in solitary confinement, and I was never even convicted of any crime. No misdemeanor, no felony, no nothing. They just held us in there away from our families, causing us a lot of suffering. But we also were educated, and I absolutely understand what you're saying. They are criminals. They have an agenda to destroy the freedom of each man and
Jessica,
each woman.
Tell me we didn't crash again.
And so I can hear you, but it looks like you're frozen.
Looks like we froze there for a minute, Am, and I was sending a message to my producer. Hey,
can you hear me okay now?
Gotcha.
I was just picking up. I was just picking up that, yeah, they're absolutely criminals. They've infiltrated the ranks of government. They have no idea. Well, I mean, they probably do, but they do not espouse in any way freedom and liberty and God. They just simply don't. They're anti-Christ. They hate the idea of God. And they do not believe that individuals have rights. And that's just, it's just that simple. Like, and we're, you know, the people of this country and really across the world, but let's just talk about the people of this country, have no idea what attack is happening upon them right now. They have no idea that, you know, they're like the boiling crawdad that's, you know, in the water, and the water just keeps getting hotter and hotter, and they just don't realize it because it's happening slow. But every once in a while it'll culminate, and something will happen like the Bundy Ranch, and then you get a little better view at it, and then they go back to hiding. But yeah, there. I mean, there's a asserted effort to destroy the freedom of all mankind, and they, it is healthy and strong in our governments, and they are controlling, you know, the entity that we would call the federal government.
You know, I've been educating my audience for a couple of years on this. You've listened to these people talk about God. You listen to George H.W. Bush, the leader of the Fourth Reich, infiltrator from Germany into the U.S. Navy from Germany, up through the CIA, you know, his quote-unquote adopted father, funds the Hitler machine, all this stuff that has gone on in our history. And you look at these people, and they stand on these stages, and they talk about God. What the world needs to understand, specifically this country, is when they're talking about God, they do believe in God, but it's not our God. These people worship Lucifer. They're Satanists. It's not hyperbole. This is proven and provable. Military intelligence showed us all of this over the last, well, from 2017 to 2020. And so the idea that this government entity is controlled by the Luciferians, in fact, all governments around the world, the fact that we got this far, or they got this far to be able to do this to humanity. If we don't face this thing down right now, we're finished. There's nowhere else to go, especially in this country, because the freedom-loving people that risk their lives and lose family members and lives getting here because they want that freedom, they get here and they realize, wow, especially from Eastern Europe and the former Soviet satellite countries. I love talking to these people because they're like, what in the hell is wrong with you people? We're the people that they looked up to and respected, because all of America had the traits that you and your family have exhibited every breathing day of your life. Rugged individualism, carving existence out of the land itself. Everything that the Westerner represents to this country is what's admired around the world. That's why they come here. And now they watch this nation turn into a bunch of sheep. So I have one question before we jump into what you're doing about it now, your new line of attack on this criminal architecture. But what was it like? And I want people to get a sense of where the line was drawn in the sand and what's going on inside your stomach, your heart, your mind. When you're on that hillside, all of you mounted on horseback with your high powered rifles, looking down on these BLM, soldiers with their automatic weapons. And you guys don't know, the first bullet flies, it's OK Corral in the biggest way. What's going on in your minds, in your stomach? I mean, the knot in your stomach when this is about ready to happen. What paint that picture of what that was like that day?
Well, I have to be open and clearly admit that I was pretty naive. I wasn't naive to my rights. I wasn't naive to what was going on and the situation. That's not what I'm talking about. But I was naive to the understanding of how deep and how corrupt our system was. I've learned about that since. We're there facing off against this federal army, literally in just pure belief that we're right and that we know that they're wrong, but in an innocent way, hoping that, they'll just back away and everything will be okay, and that somehow justice in their hearts and in their minds will prevail. And what it really come down to was them just being afraid of us. And that's what really boiled down to. We had enough people together that were determined that even if we lost our lives, that we would be in the right and that we were doing the right thing. And there was enough people that came together that these federal agents, who a lot of them were just doing what they were told, but they believed a lie. And they fully believed it enough that they were willing to pull a trigger. They believed, the lies and the deceit about us. And ultimately, it came down to who was afraid of who. And that's really what it came down to. And they end up being more afraid of us than us afraid of them. And I think that is actually part of an element of staying free. If you're afraid, you can't be free. You just simply can't be free. And we have to replace that fear with faith and say to ourselves, well, it's okay that I go back to God who created me. It's okay that, I even if I have to leave my family, it's okay because I know that they'll be taken care of and they'll be blessed and also that they'll have freedom. And if people before us, all the way from, you can go to any conflict, but the one that's most obvious here is our founders in the Revolutionary War. If they were afraid, they would have never stood and we would have never had the great blessings that we've had in this country. And we're going now into the scenario of, are we going to be plunged into another dark age where our children and children's children go into 1,000 years of tyranny and oppression and totalitarianism and Or are we going to maintain liberty and freedom in this country and re-spark that freedom throughout the world? That's the choice that we have, because the same wicked people, the same driver of all of this, has gained tremendous amount of power inside governments just like before, and we're facing the very same scenarios that people have faced before in the history of the world.
The sad thing about all this, Ammon, is that with this massively abundant planet, these cabal powers, these Khazarian mobsters, Satanists, whatever you want to call them, all the same, they've created a planet of scarcity, right? They've made it that way. So they created a competition where we got to fight it out. I mean, look, when they took the Vatican down 3.5 years ago, what did they find in the tunnels underneath the Vatican? The tunnel that goes from the Vatican to Jerusalem is 1,500 miles long. The first 150 miles, 150 miles long, a section that's 60 meters wide, 40 meters high, solid gold bullion. That's how they continue to sequester the wealth of this planet away from the people. And this is quote unquote the Catholic Church, right? Again, now we've proven and come to know after they've taken it down, these people are Satanists. They worship Satan. And the misery, the suffering, that's what feeds their soul. The problem that they've got is that this battle that's happening here in this country and on the planet, it's a well, let's just say it's a battle for Earth, but we have the power of the Christ consciousness on our side. It's finally breaking through and rising up. That's why that in my opinion, I said this to my audience before, they're in a death spiral. They're in their last breath, because quite honestly, people like me would be gone, probably you too, because of the threats that people like us bring them. They just shut us up, they disappear. And you made a good point about on those on horseback with your friends and the other ranchers. When you're willing to die for your life, that makes you more powerful than anything on the other side. Because it's kind of like I always talk about the fox and the rabbit. You've heard this. The rabbit, the fox is obviously quicker, smarter, in the long run can pick off the rabbit. Doesn't always get him more often than not. You say, why is that? Well, because the fox is running for his lunch. The rabbit's running for his life. Big difference there. Motivation's different. So people are fighting for them. They'll stand their ground, willing to lose it, because they know that's not the end of them in the spiritual realm. The other side, tyrants always back down. They're always cowards. Bullies are always cowards. That's why you see these dictators that fall in foreign countries when their people turn on them. Do they stand with conviction and say, then kill me? No. They grab as much money as they can and they haul ass out of the country and go hide somewhere because they're all cowards. And that's why Russell J. Gold said, look, he said, Scott, I talked to 83 ambassadors and they all sat down with me and admitted that their governments are at war with their own people. Our government has been at war with the people all of our life. State at war with the people. Local at war with the people. I say, that's insane. How can you, what makes you say that? Look at how our lives get tougher constantly fighting these people. Town councils, city commissions, taxes, permits, licenses, everything you try to do to just live, what do? They put up a roadblock. Give us money. Nope. You want to do that? You need a permit. Give us money. You can't do that. But I paid for this land. I own all of it. It doesn't matter. You give us taxes, right? Like the mafia cartel. You keep paying us to keep your land every year. We're going to take it from you. What the hell do you call that? What do you call that? That's slavery, servitude, and bondage. We have acquiesced to this mindset, Ammon, that, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is how governments run. Bullshit. They do not. That's how tyrants run the people they control. And we got to break it.
Yeah, there's a line in the Declaration of Independence, and I know you value that because you quote it before your show. And if I can, I'll read it. I always find it interesting because it says, "Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not change for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed." And so, I mean, people will just put up with it and put up with it and put up with it rather than righting themselves from it. And They'll do it generation after generation after generation, and we should know better. We understood what freedom was. This country was built upon pure freedom, which is the ability to do whatever you want as long as you do not infringe upon another person's rights. That is the definition of freedom. And yet we're losing the freedom to worship. And what is that? That freedom, that is the freedom to worship whatever we want, however we want, whenever we want, as long as we're not infringing upon somebody else's rights. We're losing the right to own and control our property, which is to be able to do whatever we want with our property, as long as we're not infringing upon somebody else's rights. The freedom to trade, the freedom to travel, all of these things, these freedoms are fundamentally, factually being taken from us. And we should right ourselves from it rather than just suffering through it. And we need to, or we for sure will go right into the same scenario that the world was plunged into for 1,000 years, when basically the Papists was controlling the world, and they were doing it by this, again, unholy alliance between a theology and government powers, which is exactly what's happening, except this time the theology is not Catholicism, it's green environmentalism. And anyway, that's where we're at. And I just hope and I believe that there's enough people out there becoming aware of what is happening to unite and actually fight this. But it will come down, to a physical defense for sure. And that's one of the things that I'm doing here in Idaho. The states, by design, were supposed to, stop any power from coming in and infringing upon the people's rights. And the state of Idaho is no better than the other states. It's done the very same thing as the other states, but the people of Idaho are where the difference is at. And they are, becoming more and more aware that there's this establishment that is in our federal governments and also in our state government. And I have, just gone all over the state, many, many times, held hundreds of town halls and driven a statewide campaign to educate them and to say, you have a choice. You have a choice in this election. And my design here is to get in control of the governor's office and start stripping down the powers of the bureaucracies. And that's where most of the wickedness and power and usurpations and abuses and waste is occurring, and change the culture of government here in Idaho to one of a power held by a small group of people and bureaucracies to a government that is there once again to preserve the rights and immunities of the people. And that's what I intend on doing, and I'm gaining a lot of support. I believe God has put us in this position at this time for a certain reason, and I'm optimistic about the results. I mean, I am a leading candidate in this race, and causing the establishment a tremendous amount of heartburn, and they don't know what to do with me, because every time they say anything about they just make me more popular.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you brought up, and I think you're the first person in 2.5 years that ever came right out and referenced the opening to my shows. And that's the very first one I ever created for the Tipping Point Revolution Radio. Never change it, never will. But as you went through, that particular quote and followed up by that quote, it says, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design of absolute despotism, it is your right, it is your duty. It's not just our right, it is our duty to take the next step, to throw off such government and institute a new government that'll basically provide the safeguards for our future security. It is not just our right. We get that from God, our creator. It's our duty. Why? If I am my brother's keeper and I am my sister's keeper and this is happening, you're my brother, I am your keeper, I'm not going to sit back and watch that shit happen in a state like Idaho. But you're right. The simple fact is this entity, this establishment, they're just a bunch of criminals. And I can tell you in your race, you have the full support of the Patriot Street Fighters. You got Liberty Warrior up there that has a podcast. And of course, he travels throughout the state. But the fact of the matter, I wouldn't follow any man that would not be willing to stand in front of a bullet for his own life. I would stand behind you or anybody related to you and your family for what you people were willing to do. You were willing to give your life for your own freedom and set something in motion that would sweep this country like a tidal wave if it came to that. Look, we're never going to stop until Lavoie Finkham's killers and the people in D.C. that made the call to take that shot, they killed him, murdered him in cold blood out in the open. That kind of provocative, those actions like that. If they're going to do that to Lavoie Finkham, what are they going to do to us when they get full control of the country or the world? We have no choice.
Yeah, that's why you're right when you said it earlier. Said you and I wouldn't be sitting here talking. We'd be out of the picture, or we wouldn't be able to have the ability to do what we're doing and talk out if they had full control like they want, because these things would be rushed and suppressed. You know, I mean, good example of that is, you know, people were put to death during the Third Reich in Germany because they had a two-way radio. It was just, or because they were listening to the wrong radio station. That's the type of stuff that goes on when they get fooled.
Looks like get another freeze. Man, it is a battle keeping this show up tonight. He just froze. You're not frozen. Okay. So folks, apparently Ammon's frozen for the moment. I'm not. We're going to hang out here until he comes back in, but who knows what's going on tonight. It's freezing on his end. As soon as he pops back in, Jessica, let's get him back in here to finish this out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually very impacted by having him on here tonight. The fact of the matter is when I met Ammon in person, he was right behind me, one seat in a theater when we were watching James Caviezel's movie. It's about Tim Ballard's life in rescuing these trafficked children. I can't believe I can't remember the title of it. It happens when you hit 57 and when you had as much anesthesia and drugs pumped into your brain that I have. Simple things happen. It just doesn't make your hair fall out. It makes your brain get a little disjointed as well. But the fact that you have these brave people that were going to stand their ground in front of a massive army of federal agents and say, you want to do this, we're going to fight it out to our deaths right here, right now. At least if we all die, we died for something. Those of you who got killed over there, what did you die for? Carrying out the orders of a bunch of criminals? Folks, I know this seems like it's sensational. I know you think it, some people, and I understand that. Look, I got people in my own family that think I'm a little off the rails, and that's okay because they don't understand what I'm fighting for, what the real threat is. But the simple fact is this: stop for a minute and think about what they're willing to do to a family like Bundy's. Stop and think for a minute how every single thing that you want to do in your life, a long list of taxes and licenses, money stripped out of your daily productive capacity that should be going to your kids, to give them whatever makes them happy. But you can't, because these bureaucrats, these elected officials, people in any form of government, they get in a position and what do? They take, they take, they take, they take, they take, they take. They barely and rarely ever truly give, because all they do is set up structures and rules that you have to follow with your money and your family and your property and your life. Is this sanctioned by God? I'm going to tell you what, it absolutely isn't. Jessica, if Ammon pops back in here, bring him right in. None of this bullshit is sanctioned by our Creator. Our Creator doesn't give us this. Look, We have the Ten Commandments and we have free will, right? Washington, D.C. in and of itself gives us 10,000 laws and limited choice. And we wonder why the hell it doesn't work, because it's completely contrary to what our creator, what the source of all things made for us to have our life, live it as we want, have the experiences that we have so we can learn and grow and question our choices based on what the universe brings to us with the frequency we put out, and everything we do brings to us the same frequency. Is it good? Is it positive? Is it life-giving? If it's not, we made a mistake. You correct it. You go off in another direction, hopefully looking toward the light, and the results will be proven out, because the universe will give you good graces if you're pushing out and acting out a higher vibration or frequency in the quantum realm. Like attracts like, and it keeps bringing more good to you if you're conducting yourself in what our creator would basically give us free reign to do, a somewhat of a blueprint and a guidebook. And if shit goes off the rails, then guess what? That's on us. Look, simple fact is, however I learned or I was granted this divinely or channeled by something entity in my adult life, when things have not gone right, and it happened many times in my life, I don't just look and point to somebody else. Yes, there's always people that you give responsibility to that do things that kind of make your life go in a shitty direction or whatever, things that aren't good. But at the end of the day, I, for whatever reason, have always looked inside myself, where did I go wrong? And I've said to this, and I've learned this when I was young, wherever I ended up in life is no matter how bad, and sometimes unjust, is because of the choices that I made. When this catastrophic crash, guess what? My choices led to that day. I allowed situations and people to remain in my life and actually make the same decisions that I was making on that track that led me to that fateful day that took my life. Luckily, my creator pushed me back on the playing field, so I had another chance to learn again. Those are on me. Those decisions are on me. All of our decisions we make in our lives lead us to where we are. We can't fault everybody else. We can simply check the box on people or situations that we need to move away from and move in a positive direction, and life will get better for all of us. We have to take responsibility, every single one of us. If we do not take responsibility for what we're seeing right now in this world, in this government, local, state, and federal, guess what? It's on us. It is on us. We've got the power to stop this bullshit, this constant oppression from the powers that be in many ways. Mine is right here. This is my way. Ammon Bundy is running for governor of Idaho. We got to get behind him. Liberty Warrior up there, get your forces behind this guy. We need guys like him coming to power, just like Joey Gilbert. We know for a fact that election was stolen, the primaries. Lombardo and his criminal friends stole that election because they can't have guys like this in these governor's mansions where they can strip legislative power from these criminals. But this is where we come in. We have to do something. And of course, we are. Many ways to do it. I talked earlier about Tomahawk, Operation Tomahawk. This is what you can do. Shut off their cash flow. Some of you guys are have very forward personalities, very articulate. Even if you're not, you get out there with conviction in the public's space, whether it's a school board, a town or city council, commissioners meetings, run for those offices, run for Senate, run for Congress. I don't care what you do. Some of you folks have that inner sense of self that can do that. Do it. All of us, if we would just take a step forward. I'm going to say this again. I encourage every single one of you to read a book. It redirected my whole life in 2004. It's called The Dream Giver. It's this thick. You'll read it in 3 hours. The Dream Giver. I think it's Bruce Wilkinson. I believe Bruce Wilkinson. Read that book and you'll understand a dynamic of this quantum realm that'll allow you to say, you know what? I have the courage to open that door and walk through it. And you have the faith that you're going to walk and walk and walk, not understanding, but at some point, oh my goodness, there's another doorway. I've been walking through this room forever. I'm going to go through that doorway. What do you see? A beautiful field of whatever. And you, same thing over and over and over. You just take steps forward. Let the universe, once somebody moves forward in this way, the universe moves in concert with you, brings to you people, brings to you dynamics, situations, money, whatever it takes for you to achieve your ends, it moves with you. The fear of doing nothing keeps you powerless. Look, most people are afraid of getting hurt. Me too. Less now, because I can't fathom more pain than I had been through. And that probably has given me a lot less fearlessness, because I've had fear a lot of my life. I still have some fears today, but that's really not one of them, because I understand things. But fear takes all of your talent and all your potential and keeps it parked on the sidelines. I've said this many times from this microphone before. There are unbelievable badasses looking at me right now with a number of them with like this, whatever reverence, unjust, undeserved, or otherwise, right? Not knowing full well the power you have inside you far exceeds anything that I've done here at Patriot Street Fighter. We've done a lot. No, there's no debating that. But I'm telling you, the person that could knock it out of the park and make Patriot Street Fighter's movement irrelevant is sitting there having self-doubt. Not me. That couldn't be me. I could never do that. All I can say to you is bullshit. I lived a lot of that in my entire life. And I'd done some things for me were pretty decent accomplishments through the course of all of my life. And you know what? I still had those doubts, many doubts on many things. I have a lot less today. You know why? I lost the fear of what people think. I don't give a shit. My whole life has been this right here, all my adult life, rendered powerless with what I know and what I can do, oftentimes for fear of failure, for fear of what other people might say, for fear of what people might think or make fun of me. I got people in my some realm of my family that make fun of me. Maybe not when I'm there. You know what it tells me? Guess I'm on the right track. If you stay on the track where it brings you no disruption, no ridicule, no gossip or criticism about you, you're in the wrong track. Why? This country has become a country of mediocrity. Why the hell would you want to get the approval of mediocre people? That's not like an offensive remark I'm making. Nick Saban said it best. He said, look, the simple fact is this. He talks about why he can win national titles. He said, mediocre people don't like to hang around high performers. And he said, high performers don't like to hang out with mediocre people. Now, is that a terrible thing to think or say? I don't know. Maybe. I don't care. But it's a reality. If you want to align yourself to the opinions, thoughts, or criticisms of people who are doing nothing with their potential or contributing to this war against Satan and his minions, what do you care what they think about you? I wasn't able to do any of this until I got to that. When you're killed and you get a chance to come back and then you're taken out again, in another catastrophic hit and run, destroyed again. You make comebacks twice. A lot of things, and you're, believe me, it's not just about the horrific pain and the injuries. It's about watching the world walk away from you, watching the world pretend that they don't know what happened to you. There's a couple people that were there for me, obviously, right? Beautiful people. But the vast majority, hands off, whole history, relationships, business, whatever. Oh, they just kind of receded. Oh, no, you know, they don't want to face that. They don't want to be there for you. Right? They don't want to be there for the tragedy that you now are incredibly limited. Do I blame them? Of course I don't blame them. That's the human condition. But the simple fact is, all that other stuff is irrelevant. Knowing full well God's got a plan for you, knowing full well you're not an accident, knowing full well the universe never has ever made a mistake. It never has, and it never will. And you're not one of them. You're not going to be the first one either. And you are here for a reason. It isn't just to drink your share of the water, walk on your part of the sidewalk, drink your portion of the air, and then die, having acquired a bunch of shit, material stuff, hopefully. That's our world today. That isn't it. That's why people are dying in Hollywood for decades, generations, drug addiction, alcoholism. They have everything. What don't they have? The real soul of why they're here. And it's actually making major contributions to their community, other people, their families, the world as a whole. So for you to sit there and think that you're the one that God picked out to have no capacity to do great things with your life and great things for this nation or the planet or humanity, How arrogant is that? You think you're that special? Everybody else, great, a lot of talents. But me, he singled me out to have none. I'm that special. Obviously, you know where I'm going here. It's bullshit. What's holding us back from ending this battle is that mindset that you don't count. You don't have the power. You don't have the skill sets, the assets, the charisma, the courage, the fearlessness, the whatever to make a difference. I'm telling you, not one single person is an accident. We all have skin in the game. All I can say is you owe it to yourself to discover what your potentials are. I don't care what your program. I don't care. You say, yeah, I've been a mechanic all my life. So was my dad. My dad was a truck driver in a small trucking company, got rid of the trucks, started as a foreman at Peerless Transport, Clearfield. And he still get under trucks. He was running the shift, but he'd still go work under trucks every day, every night. Didn't have to, but that's what he did, right? Just a mechanic. I'm just this. I'm just that. You know what I can say? Hey, I'm just a cripple. If you saw me walking without a platform boot on or a sneaker built up with that much more rubber, if you saw me just walking around my house with no shoes on, you'd be like, wow, that sucks. That poor dude's crippled. It's the truth. Don't try to run from it. And that's what I'm working with. What can you do? Perfectly healthy, a wife or husband that loves you, beautiful kids, a mom and dad to care about you, a job, a house, roof over your head. This isn't Zimbabwe. It's not Estonia. It's not Bulgaria. It's not Ukraine. For God's sakes, what do we have at our fingertips here? Forget what the world's programmed about you. Forget it. This is not a planned show. Sometimes I go on rants because I'm pissed. Sometimes I go on rants because somebody's channeling to me to get to you, to try to get inside of your mind, inside your heart and soul, and help you understand what I finally discovered that allowed me to unleash myself and look at these motherfuckers and say, fuck you, you're a criminal, you're a scumbag politician, you're a murderer, you're a Khazarian mobster, you're a child killer, you're a pedophile, you're leader of the Fourth Reich. Where does that come from? Because when you finally have had enough, you'll lay out the truth. Be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to the world. Give the world your best. It's your only chance. If you die, another thing they lied to you about, that's it. You're going to go to heaven, go to hell. Cut the bullshit. Cut the bullshit. I sat in those churches too, telling me you're going to burn in hell a lake of fire. Oh, really? I have a creator, never did anything, not out of love. But if for some reason in this experience I screw up, boom, there you go. Kick you over the cliff into a lake of fire for the rest of your eternity. Cut the bullshit. Sooner or later, you got to get to that point and say, you know what? Just from logic, that doesn't make any sense. From the logic of having my kids, if they mess up, I don't throw them into a 55-gallon vat of battery acid, right? It's horseshit. When you go from this body that you're trapped in, this vessel, like this broken hull that I'm in, I'm trapped in it, not getting out of it. I'm going to make them fix it once we take down their secret space program technologies. I'm going to be whole again. I knew that before I learned about secret space programs because I was shared with that in my soul. But simple fact is this. Kind of lost my train of thought, what I was just going to rain down right there for a minute. But that's what happens. You know, I got a brain that hit the basket about 50 miles an hour. So sometimes it just goes in a different direction. But the simple reality is I'm trying to get through to you folks is that all the talent in the world setting the sidelines, all the people in prison with poor self-images because they screwed up their whole life, they were put there on purpose. The Matrix built for them to go there and to be part of the chaos of society. It's not even their fault, believe it or not. That's what they've done to all of us. So point is, we win this war a lot sooner. We're going to win it. Trust me. We're at the place now where people like me can call these bastards what they are and still be breathing. And if something happens that I'm no longer breathing, pay me the respect of ramping up the battle on these bastards. I'm not afraid of them. I don't care about them. All I care about is delivering my victory for humanity. And that's what I'm doing for the first time in my life that I've been trying to get there is right now. Raining a shitstorm down on these weak milquetoast pussies that found ways to get, because they're cowards, found ways to get in positions of power. Governors, mayors, police commissioners won't even let the police do their job. Presidents, congressmen, senators, board members, CEOs, all of them facilitated into those big positions. Why? Because they're chicken shit cowards that can't compete with you on an even playing field. They have to be raised into that position of power, position of economics. They're raised in this matrix to be that. They can't compete with you. That's why they hide. That's why they have the mainstream media captured operation by the clowns in America to program your mind to make you believe, number one, you're in a minority and they're more powerful and you're weak. It's all bullshit. They won't come out in the open, in the light, and go mano a mano, head-to-head competition of any way, shape, or form, because they can't win because they're scared and they're weak, and that's why they get into these positions. They don't take the right road. They don't take the road less traveled because they're cowards. They can't measure up to you, and I'm talking to you. You just need to wake up to it, and you know I'm talking to you. You know what I'm talking about. So at some point, sooner or later, I hope it doesn't take what it took for me to wake the hell up. I hope you don't have to meet your maker or meet your fate in a grotesque way like I did. It didn't take once. It took twice before I finally was like, you know what? Fork all this other bullshit. No more sitting on the sidelines. Here's what I'm doing. Like it? Great. You don't? I don't give a shit. Don't get in my way. I said it from day one. Don't get in my way. Don't disrupt what I'm going to do, because you're going to get the same wrath of my own, you know, loud mouth terror that everybody else does. So this isn't an accident. You're not an accident. All I'm trying to get all of you to do is to unleash yourself. Unleash yourself from these false beliefs that you've anchored yourself into. The elephant, a single rope. The thing weighs tons. It'll never get away with a stake this big in the ground attached to that rope. Why? Because when it's a baby, it doesn't have the power to pull that rope or that chain out of the ground. A lifetime, decades, it believed it when it was young. It learned, pull this hard. You're not going anywhere else. You're going to hurt your little arm, right? Decades later, a big elephant is confined to that because it still believes that is what they've done to you. It's what they've done to us. Anyways, rip the damn stake out of the ground. Become who you were born to be. And I've ranted long enough here tonight on Patriot Street Fighter. Ammon Bundy is our guy for governor in Idaho. Patriot Street Fighter's up there. I know there are a lot of you have been out there twice, and I've met many of you. Do anything you can to get behind Ammon Bundy's campaign and win governor and show these shitbag politicians up there the highway back home to the sewer. That's what I'm requesting from all of you. Much love to you. Sorry for the long rant. Thanks for sticking it out. If you did. If you didn't, you're probably the smart ones tonight. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and cut this one off. Patriot Street Fighter out. Love all of you. Have a great night.